Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again.
Ashley Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. That song gets me going just about as much as the Star Spangled Banner. Welcome back, 12 after the hour. I'm going to let Kevin bring that, hold that up under us just a little bit longer as we talk for a second here. And this is it. This is the part I like.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know my name.
I had the pleasure of hearing Lee Greenwood sing that song a couple of times, actually. Really great performance. It's the 3rd of July. It's the day before the 4th. And this is our 4th of July celebration on the Small Business Advocate Show. And how could we do it without our good friend Ken Davis? Ken is one of the great historians of our time. He wrote all the important books on the topic. He's the Don't Know Much About History guy and all the other books in that series. But he's written a bunch of other books, too, important ones, especially his new one. And I encourage you to get this. If you're a history buff, especially if you love the history of warfare, The Hidden History of America at War. Ken Davis, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a great pleasure to you. And, of course, happy Independence Day yesterday.
Now, I know you were going to say that because I said it incorrectly. But you know, I think I got a little bit of excuse there. I said it's Independence Day in America. Actually, Independence Day we celebrate is tomorrow. But Ken points out that it's actually yesterday.
Well, if we go by John Adams' words, and he was there, after all, and had big hand in doing it, he was certain that America would celebrate July 2nd because the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia votes in favor of a resolution of independence on July 2nd. He goes home that night, writes a beautiful letter to his wife, Abigail, back in Massachusetts, telling her that this day, July 2nd, will go down in history. We'll celebrate with parades and bonfires and church bells ringing and illuminations, which were a kind of 18th century fireworks. And he was just off by two dates. But John Adams also said facts are stubborn things. And this is a fact that we should celebrate July 2nd. Of course, it's July 4th. Congress adopts the Declaration of Independence, which explains the reason that they had voted 2 days before.
Right.
And that almost immediately became fixed in the American mind as the nation's birth certificate and America's birthday.
And so, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
No, I was just going to say we should be celebrating July 2nd through 4th, if we wanted to do it upright.
And how apropos that it's Adams that's sticking the finger in the eye of all the fun, right?
Well, Adams and Jefferson were allies then, and it was Adams, in fact, who said Jefferson should be the one to write the Declaration. There was a committee of five given this job in July 4th, 1776, and we were, of course, declaring our independence from Great Britain, because I see these videos all the time, Jim, that still come up where people just can't answer what Independence Day is about.
We broke free from the South, or we were declaring our independence from California, or something stupid like that.
I think you've seen the same video I saw.
Can you believe it?
It's astonishing to me. And I was giving a quiz yesterday on a radio station here in New York, and it was a little bit of a tough quiz. And I thought, gee, I'm going to have to go back to the, do you know what a fifth grader knows? Because the kids do know this stuff. It's the adults that are hopeless.
But it's amazing.
So this is the day. And, of course, those words that Jefferson begins that declaration with should be in everyone's minds and hearts. They are eternal, and they're not just for Americans. The ideas of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Franklin helped him with that, didn't he?
Franklin helped him. The commonly used phrase was life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. Now, property meant something very specific back in those days.
Be very controversial today, wouldn't it?
It would be. Property meant slavery.
Yep.
And And Jefferson did include a reference to slavery in his draft, and that was taken out by the Congress. But, you know, we're having this big conversation because of what's gone on in South Carolina and throughout the country about the role of slavery. It wasn't just a matter of the Civil War. It goes back to the beginnings, and right. We have to acknowledge this, accept it, understand it, and learn
and
what
move,
this really
and
is.
And move on.
Well, I think you can move on if you understand, fully understand. And, you know, we don't just get to erase centuries of history.
Right.
Let's
talk about that in a minute. I want to get a little more history. I do want to come back to that. We'll do that in the next segment. What I wanted to say, though, was you got me going about the celebration actually being the second day of July. The truth is, the origins of the revolution, a lot of people think the revolution lasted for, you know, just a few years. The truth is, the forming of our nation, from the first seeds of revolution to the actual finished Constitution, was up almost three decades, wasn't it?
Well, you could start very early, but we're talking about 1775, of course, which is when...
Well, I'm going back to the Tea Party. Between the Tea Party, I could go back earlier than that, but from the Tea Party to the Constitution was 15 years.
This is all true, and of course that's a long process. And
it took us 11 years to do a Constitution.
It took 11 years to do a Constitution. The men who were in Philadelphia in 1776, eight of those signers, mm-hmm. came back 11 years later to form, of course, a more perfect union.
Mm-hmm.
Eight of the signers went to the Constitutional Convention. Only seven of them signed the Constitution. One, very famous name in American political history, Elbridge Gerry, wouldn't sign the Constitution. His name comes down to us as gerrymandering.
There you go.
but it was actually pronounced Gerry.
But people, I just think it's important for people to realize that this nation was formed in a crucible of time and events and passions, wasn't it?
A lot of passions. And, you know, Jim, look, wars are fought for a lot of reasons. Usually it's over power. Somebody wants power that somebody else,
right.
Power and real estate. This war was also fought for principles, and that's why it all comes together. It's never one thing or the other. It's a lot of things. There's no question that men like Franklin and Jefferson and Adams were men who had come out of this great moment called the Enlightenment,
right.
Where, and so Jefferson says this radical idea, governments are formed with the
mm-hmm.
consent of the governed. That was historic at the time. We take it for granted today.
Hold on to that thought, Ken. I got to take a quick break. Kenneth C. Davis, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back 20 after. Happy Independence Day.
Serving the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.